is here with news about guidelines on advertising broadband speeds and so-called unlimited text, Dominic.
Yes, it is so-called. You'd be surprised. The bodies behind advertising codes in the UK are issuing guidelines to telecoms companies about how they use unlimited and up to in adverts. At the moment, unlimited text don't necessarily mean unlimited, and up to a certain broadband speed may not reflect the reality of the service that you have. John Popham, a campaigner, says many broadband users in rural areas have problems.
They live at the end of the line, literally, where broadband signals don't reach. They'll only go a certain way down the line, and they degrade the further they get down the copper line. So people really struggle. I meet businesses who have to drive long distances to deliver items on disk to people because they can't send them by email.
Sharia Kupal is Director of Advertising Policy at the Committees of Advertising Practice. Sharia, seems extraordinary. If a telecoms company advertises unlimited texts at the moment, it may not be unlimited. You may actually have a limit. That's one of the problems you found, yeah?
Well, yes, that is one of the concerns that consumers have raised with us, including concerns as well about the disparity between advertised speed claims and the claims and the actual speeds that consumers can receive. So that's why today, after public consultation, we are announcing new guidelines that brings clarity to advertisers and protection to consumers in this field.
How have they been able to get away with something that is essentially a lie? I mean, advertisers unlimited, and it isn't unlimited.
Well, I mean, let's not suggest that there's been a carte blanche on unlimited. The fact is that there are very specific rules, misleading rules, on unlimited. So the position thus far has been where the atypical consumer may be charged for excessive usage or may have their service suspended, then unlimited claims would be sufficient in that regard. So, for example, where 1 or 2% of consumers might receive certain restrictions.
Yeah, but if you're in the 1 or 2%, there's doubt. That's the whole point,
and
isn't
absolutely
it?
Right, and that's why we're addressing that, because that 1 to 2%, which maybe 3-4 years ago was a very small number, is now growing
because people
a significant
are using more data.
Number. Absolutely right. So the guideline that we're producing now on unlimited is that where consumers are subject to material impositions, material limits imposed by providers, so, for example, charging for excessive usage or, as I say, suspension of service, then unlimited simply will not be allowed in that circumstances.
Sure. How common is this? So, I mean, unlimited is 1% to 2%. What about the broadband speed issue? I mean, how common does the broadband speed just not correspond to what is advertised?
Well, again, our complaints to the Advertising Standards Authority would suggest that there is growing concern from consumers about the disparity between the advertising.
So they're sold up to 50, you know, megabytes or whatever, but they're not getting anywhere near that.
No, and that's exactly what our new guidelines seek to address. So in that circumstance, we would ensure that advertisers can only claim a maximum speed claim where at least 10% of their customers can receive that. And for this, and if there's
at least 10%.
Where at least 10% of customers can receive that, yeah, that would be appropriate to a maximum speed claim. Now, where a significant proportion of customers receive a speed that is materially lower and for example, prevents them from undertaking the kind of popular online activities that one might expect from a headline claim,
okay,
then the advertiser should go further.
All right, so
in producing extra qualifications.
So it's not an absolute.
Absolutely right.
Sharia Kupal, thank you very much. Thomas Cook.